the $100 MBA Show, and today is a Q&A weekend episode where we answer your question right on the show. I'm your host, your coach, your teacher, Omar Zenholm. I'm also the co-founder of the $100 MBA, a complete business training and community online. And like I said, today we're going to be answering your question, a listener question. So if you have a question you want to submit, just submit it to contact@100mba.net. Or you can use our Speak It option and record your question, like today's question. You can check that out on our show page at 100mba.net/show. Today's question comes from Joanna, and Joanna had a two-part question last week, so we're going to answer the second question in today's episode. Let's play Joanna's question.
Hi, guys. This is Joanna here. I just want to thank you, first off, for this wonderful podcast. I'm absolutely addicted to listening to you. I love your content, and it's amazing. It's helping a lot. I wish I had this a few years back, and, you know, better late than never, I guess. I have two questions for you. My second question is regarding, do you have any thoughts regarding the lean startup approach? Of course, I'm not asking you to endorse it or not endorse it, but just as a concept, you know, as a start your, you know, kind of idea or do your idea or implement your idea, get it out there. Get some feedback and then iterate and fix it. Because as I told you before, I was victim of analysis paralysis, and this seems like an interesting way of dealing with analysis paralysis. So do you think there are any risks to that? How do you mitigate those risks? Just your general thoughts, if you have any. Thanks a lot. I'm hoping that you can answer my questions during your podcast, if you have the time for both of them. Thank you. That's it. Peace out.
Thanks again, Joanna, for your questions and being a listener of the $100 MBA Show. We really appreciate your support. Let's get into your answer. And yes, the lean startup approach is something that we endorse here on the $100 MBA Show and in the $100 MBA program. On 100mba.net, I have a two-part blog post that lists what I call my big 40 business books you should read. And The Lean Startup by Eric Ries is one of those books. For those who are not familiar with the lean startup movement or concept, this is a concept that's been coined by the author Eric Ries, but it's a concept that was used before Eric Ries wrote the book, but it became popular with his book called The Lean Startup. So we should give Eric his credit. So the lean startup approach is to approach a business or business idea with the minimal viable offer before going out and doing the grand vision. A simple example of this is if I want to sell my secret recipe to this delicious lemonade that's going to be bottled all around the world, we're going to love it, it's going to be the next Snapple, I would start with a very minimal viable offer, meaning I would have a table, a chair, a pitcher of lemonade, and some cups. Yes, a lemonade stand. I first need to find out if my lemonade is up to snuff, is actually lemonade that is good enough for the market. If people actually like this thing, they're actually going to buy a cup of lemonade from me. And the purpose of the lean startup approach is to make sure you have a viable business before you start growing and make the changes you need to make along the way. So say, for example, in the lemonade example, when I start out small, I'll know if my customers think it's too sweet or too bitter or too sour, and I can adjust. Maybe I'll start bottling it, and maybe my label needs adjusting. So you get the point. So yes, Joanna, I really do think the lean startup approach in your business, be it online or offline, is something that you really should look into because it focuses on what's important in business, offering value to your audience. You have to make sure that you're actually selling something that has tremendous amount of value that is worth their hard-earned dollars. You don't want to work hard on an idea or a concept, you know, and spend a year and a ton of money and then realize, wait a minute, this is not what people need and it's not really adding a lot of value to their life and they're not really willing to part with their dollar for it. This also cures this whole idea of what you mentioned, analysis paralysis, where everything's got to be perfect before I actually launch. The lean startup approach is actually the exact opposite of that. Put it out there imperfect so you can perfect it along the way according to the needs of the audience and not your own needs. When our $100 MBA training and community launched, it was not exactly what we wanted it to be. It was not as good looking, as robust as it, didn't have all the courses we wanted in it, but we had to launch with a minimal viable offer, have it out there for people to consume and give us feedback. And when they did, we were able to improve the $100 MBA according to what our audience needed. We could have not launched for another 6 months or so, tinkered away at it, and worked on things that really was not in the benefit of the audience that we would not have known because we haven't put it out there for them to say. So just put it out there. Even if it's not perfect the way you want it to be, it's never going to be perfect. What I always say is often that business idea in your head is version 10 of that idea. You need to put out version 1. We have an episode on this concept of the minimal viable offer. I can't remember offhand. There's over 100 episodes now, so it's kind of hard to remember which ones were which, but you can check it out in the show notes. Joanna, I hope that answers your question. Thanks again for being such a great listener of the show and a supporter of the show. Keep moving forward as a business builder and keep asking us questions if you have them. Guys, thank you so much for listening to the $100 MBA Show. We really appreciate all the support you guys give us with iTunes ratings and reviews. If you have 2 minutes to spare after the show, we would greatly appreciate it if you could drop us an iTunes rating and review. By giving us a rating and review on iTunes, you help us get more exposure to more people just like you who are trying to build their business. You can learn how to do that at 100mba.net/show. Guys, I want to leave you with this. Today is a Q&A weekend episode, so is tomorrow. And I want to really tip my hat or really show my respect to those who are asking questions. It's not easy to reach out and ask for help. But the best entrepreneurs I know are the ones who are most curious. They're the ones who are looking to improve themselves in any way possible and have no shame about asking questions. There's nothing wrong with asking for help from somebody that's a few steps ahead of you. Most people that are sympathize because they've been in your place before, so they'll be more than willing to help. This goes for asking questions on blog posts, on forums, or even in real life when you're meeting somebody in person. When you ask a question, you allow an opportunity for other people to share what they know. You're listening, you're learning, you're growing. So keep asking questions. All right, guys, I'll check you in the next episode.